Australia's first treaty legislation has passed in Victoria's Parliament to applause and tears. The statewide treaty bill enshrines a democratically elected body for First Peoples. The legislation will now go to the Governor for royal assent. Joining me now is Reuben Berg, a Gunditj Mara man and co-chair of the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria. How significant is this?
This is an amazing moment for First Peoples, an amazing moment for Victoria, and an amazing moment for Australia.
And what will it mean for Indigenous people in Victoria?
So the legislation creates the Galang Wal, which essentially resets the relationship between First Peoples and the government and will enable us to deliver practical solutions at a local level to get better outcomes for our communities.
And how will that representation work?
We have the First Peoples Assembly of Victoria, which is a democratically elected group of traditional owners from across the state, and that will continue under this Galang Wal, and that will enable our community leaders to speak directly to the leaders of the government.
According to the Premier, Jacinta Allen, the treaty will give Indigenous communities the power to shape the policies and services that affect their lives. In your view, what policies and services should be the priority right now?
Well, we're very fortunate that here in Victoria we've had a four-year Yurok Royal Commission that has investigated what are the key things that need to be addressed. And there's 146 recommendations that we want to be looking to implement here in Victoria to actually get those better outcomes.
Reuben Berg is a Gunditj Mara man and co-chair of the First Peoples Assembly in Victoria. Is there any momentum, Reuben, for similar legislation in other parts of the country?
I would hope so. We've been trying to make sure that we can demonstrate here in Victoria that this is possible, that this can be achieved, and hopefully that gives hope and inspiration for other jurisdictions to take a similar path.
What have been the lessons of this process, do you think?
A key lesson from my perspective has been the importance of bringing our community along for this journey, making sure we've got a shared aspiration, but also making sure that we take little steps along the way, that we haven't tried to achieve this all at once. There's been really significant milestones, and this moment is another one of those really key significant milestones.
Victoria will hold a state election next year. The Victorian Liberals have vowed to scrap the treaty agreement if elected. Are you concerned that it could be under threat?
Well, we continue to have open conversations with all sides of government, and we're confident that now that this legislation has passed, we can start implementing this, and people will see the success that this process will bring.
Reuben Berg, thank you very much for your time this morning.
My pleasure.